Keeping tabs on federal money is a challenge. Managing your personal finances, also very difficult, especially when you're in a relationship. Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland, and he joins us now with some tips to stop money problems from hurting your relationship. Arthur Stein, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And couples need to look out for some of these pitfalls because it's really not worth ruining your life, your marriage, your relationship over.
Absolutely. And money problems can certainly overwhelm a relationship. I mean, I've been a financial planner for almost 20 years, and I've certainly seen the strains. So I just want to come up with some suggestions for people. And the most important suggestion for, you know, spouses or people who are about to get into a relationship is talk about money. Don't keep any secrets. Talk about how you handled money in the past, how your parents handled money, your earliest money memories, and talk about your expectations about the future. Consider using a professional. You might need help to get these conversations going and make sure they're successful. So use a financial planner, a marriage counselor, or some other type of therapist if you need to talk about money issues. Very important to swap credit reports. You can get free credit reports from annualcreditreport.com. Each of you should get your credit report. Let the other spouse or partner look at it. Talk about what's in there. You need to speak and make a decision about how you're going to combine or not combine your finances. This is especially important for people marrying at a later age who are more established financially. Then you want to sit down and make a list of your financial goals. This should be the good stuff: trips, cars, homes, furniture, things that you want to buy in the future that are not part of your regular expenditures. Make a list. Estimate the cost, estimate when you'd make that expenditures, combine your two lists, and then prioritize, things that you want to spend money on first.
And Art, something you said in the beginning of this is, what is your earliest money memory is something that couples should discuss. Does that mean that money habits are formed very early in life?
I don't know if money habits are, but certainly our feelings about money, could be formed very early in our lives. You know, I mean, I have a client who one of her earliest memories is the lights going off in her house because her dad wasn't able to pay the electrical bill. And, you know, that certainly affects her feeling about how to handle money today. And it's also a way of just bringing out feelings about money. You know, it's just you want to have this conversation. One of the issues is if one spouse is going to be earning most of the income, or does that spouse or partner get to make most of the financial decisions? I mean, that's an important issue to discuss in advance. And you want to repeat these discussions on a regular basis. You want to schedule a time to do it every year, every 2 years. Don't let these things just get swept under the rug. It's hard to speak about money. It's hard to have these discussions. Force yourself to do it.
Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner, and I got to say, it sounds like planning, communication, getting your ducks in a row ahead of time is the way to go. But man, you are sucking all the romance out of these relationships with this kind of talk.
I'm not. You know, listen, people get married in a romantic haze. I'd like that to last. And it's more likely to last if you get these discussions out of the way in advance. Hey, most people don't. So after you get married, have the discussion. I mean, you know, that's fine. I understand that. But have the discussion at some point in your life. And, you know, it could be expensive, you know, cost money to say hire a financial planner or a marriage counselor to help you have these discussions. But it's a lot cheaper than divorce.
Now, Art, sometimes you see federal couples, that is to say both members of a relationship, work for the federal government, hopefully not in the same agency or the same bureau, and so they might have the same means of electronic deposit of their funds, the same access to the same health care plans. Are there any particular pieces of advice you have for people in that situation?
Well, I think if, you know, both spouses work for the federal government, and I certainly have a lot of clients in that situation, it makes things easier because they're more financial. Both spouses are financially secure. I mean, working for the federal government is one of the most financially secure positions you can have. And it just makes all the decisions easier. You know, if one spouse is self-employed, you know, that spouse is much less financially secure, and it can put a strain on the relationship.
And it's interesting, you know, I was at a dinner party recently, and I heard about different couples having different financial arrangements. What's better? Is it better to have joint accounts, separate accounts? What is better? Or does it just depend on how the couple wants to do it?
It absolutely depends on how the couple wants to do it. I mean, I have clients who handle it in every possible way. I do not think one way is better than another. It's just, as long as you acknowledge the way you're doing it and both partners accept it, then any way can work.
And I guess a lot of that pre-planning helps you when you might face, as you mentioned, the financial adversity. If there's some kind of a financial reverse and you have trouble paying bills or your house gets underwater, I imagine a lot of the planning that you've done, if you've had these discussions, will really come into play in that type of situation.
Absolutely. You need to plan for the unexpected. And again, you know, Amy won't like this. You need to do unromantic things like get a will, get powers of attorney, make sure you have emergency funds, that you have the proper amount of life and disability, long-term care, auto and homeowners insurance, umbrella liability insurance. Those aren't fun to do, but they're very important. And I see way too many couples who have not taken care of this, and singles too, don't have wills, don't have powers of attorney, emergency funds, certainly don't have the right amount of insurance. And that can be okay if nothing goes wrong, but it can be disastrous if something does.